Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Paul Rasmussen, President Trump left the G7 summit, as you just heard in the news, to return to Washington and the Situation Room. Quote, what's going on in the Middle East is why he did it. And what is going on in the Middle East? We lean on our CBS military expert, consultant, former Army Colonel Jeff McCausland. Colonel, good morning.
Larry, good morning to you, sir.
Obviously, the biggest story in the world, and for the rest of us kind of sitting back to sort through this, this has a major potential to escalate or not. What's the situation right now?
Well, now we're in the fifth day, Larry, of this exchange of missile fire between Israel and Iran, obviously initiated by Israel in a preemptive strike, seeking to damage, if not destroy, Iranian nuclear facilities. And at the same time, the Israelis struck hard at Iranian command and control, killing the head of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard, killing the commander of the intelligence, Air Force, and others, as well as reported up to 9 nuclear scientists in Iran. We know there has been damage to a large number of the nuclear facilities of Iran. Whether those have been destroyed or not, I think, is much more problematical. In response, of course, Iran has struck back at Israel. And unlike the previous attacks, about 8 to 10% of the missiles that Iran has launched have, in fact, struck Israeli territory. Reports are that up to 225 or so people have been killed in Iran, thousands perhaps injured. On the Israeli side, up to 24 killed, perhaps 100 injured as this exchange continues. The United States, of course, has said we are not directly involved in this particular conflict, though the president did admit he had been informed by Prime Minister Netanyahu just prior to the attack beginning. And of course, U.S. forces are assisting Israel in its defense. We have a theater high altitude air defense system there, as well as many ships offshore in defending Israel. And the concern, of course, is this might escalate involving the United States, because we maintain, Larry, about 40,000 troops in the region, with large bases in Qatar, as well as forces in Iraq, Syria, and offshore. The president has returned suddenly from the G7 summit in Canada because of this rising crisis, and there is a concern possibly that the United States could be drawn in into the conflict.
Colonel McCausland, one of the headlines that I have from CBS for their upcoming newscast says that Israel believes that Iran's Natanz nuclear plant's underground centrifuges have been damaged by its airstrikes. But more importantly, there's another enrichment facility called Fordo.
Right.
And I'm curious to know about the U.S. involvement. That would probably mean Fordo, right?
Exactly, Paul. The Natanz facility, they think, and the IAEA seems to have substantiated that they may well have destroyed. Now, that was an underground facility that had up to 50,000 centrifuges. And probably was damaged or destroyed by destroying the electric power grid in the area. And then the centrifuges become unstable and basically destroy themselves. Fordo is a whole different matter. That's built into a side of a mountain, has about 3,000 centrifuges, but was the location where they were likely enriching uranium above 20% up to 60% level, moving towards what you would need for a nuclear weapon. And really, many experts believe the Israelis do not have the aircraft and the bomb loads that could do that. Now, the United States certainly does, which is the B-2 and the Heavy Earth Penetrator, which is a 30,000-pound bomb that the B-2 can, in fact, lift. And we've made a pretty clear evidence that the B-2 has been positioned in Diego Garcia in the region, and frankly, we wanted the Iranians to know that. So, in fact, if the United States entered the conflict, it would likely be to strike the Fordo facility in an effort to destroy that as well.
If we did, Colonel, if we, meaning the United States, participated like that, what would that do to the rest of the countries surrounding Iran?
Well, then it would be up to what the Iranians, in fact, do. And I think, unfortunately, Larry, they would be likely to respond. They have threatened to do so. As I said, we've got about 40,000 troops there in Iraq, Syria, and Qatar, so they might well strike at those particular locations. The Iranians have threatened in the past also to strike out to other countries in the region. Perhaps the Saudis, the Emiratis, the Iraqis, and their oil facilities. Thirdly, of course, the Iran has threatened in past, if attacked, that it would close the Straits of Hormuz, which is this very narrow straits that about 20% or more of the world's oil supplies pass through, which would have a severe effect on the global economy. And even already we've seen, as this crisis has unfolded, a significant increase, I think about 10% or more, in the price of oil worldwide.
Colonel McCausland, I'm curious to know your assessment of Iran's ability to continue for much longer and whether or not politically it's become so unstable there could be a collapse.
Yeah, I think the Iranians would like this to end, and they have sent out feelers suggesting that they would be willing to negotiate, but negotiations can only begin if, in fact, the Israelis cease their attacks. And Israel may not want to do that because they haven't gotten confidence that, in fact, they have destroyed the facilities to the level they desire. The Israelis, not unlike they did when they attacked Hezbollah, have done a great deal about taking out the command and control and the leadership of Iran, which has made it, I think, very difficult for them, the Iranians, to respond. And the Israelis say they've destroyed about 30% of their missile launchers. It appears to me the Israelis now are expanding their attacks beyond the nuclear facilities to hit things like energy infrastructure, media, etc., and may believe they have an opportunity to bring down the regime. Whether that is true or not, I think, is problematical. And, of course, one makes the assumption, of course, I think, which is faulty, that if we brought down this theocratic regime, we'd have this sudden rise of a democracy in Iran. I think that's very, very unlikely. And, in fact, you could end up with a regime that is even more severe than we got right now, or just really a failed state of 90 million people, which would also be destabilizing in the region.
More to come, and we'll wait and see. Always appreciate your time, Colonel. Thank you.
Take care, Larry.
Retired Army Colonel and CBS military analyst Jeff McCausland.
I think the last comments are really something to consider long term. You know, on one level, I know some people would really like to see the regime collapse, but then what?
And they have been a hotbed for terrorism around the world, but could it get worse?
Right.
Is the question.
I mean, could they go even further out on the wing, right?
Yeah.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.